Addressing the Ag Outlook Forum this week, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack highlights a key trend in the latest survey of American agriculture.
It's clear, as was stated earlier, the age of principal operators in this country, they continue to grow older. And what you'll see from this census is that the average age is in excess of 58 years. It's increased by over a year.
In the sneak preview to the Ag Census due out this spring, the Secretary says 72 million acres have been lost to other uses since 1982. Though the rate of loss has slowed recently, the jump by 1 year in the average age of producers continues a 20 to 30 year trend. Now a loss in rural population highlights the need to attract young farmers. Meantime,
the overall number of farms in this country, you'll find that number is down, which didn't surprise me, given the disaster assistance or lack of disaster assistance in livestock, given feed costs, the strain that livestock producers have seen, and given the drought that was experienced in 2012 when this census data was collected.
Bud Vilsack says very small and very large operations have held steady or have increased, pointing to the need for export programs, trade deals, and direct-to-consumer marketing, while mid-sized operations continue to struggle. Vilsack says the new farm bill will help as USDA accelerates in 60 days applications for one key program.
It's going to restore livestock disaster assistance, which is going to help those folks in the middle who get a snowstorm or who have a drought or feed costs may be difficult or forage may be difficult to access. It's going to provide help that they didn't have the last couple of years. There's a continued and significant increased investment in local and regional food systems and specialty crop production and organic, which is an entry point for new farmers.
Vilsack says the Farm Bill is a reform bill replacing guaranteed direct payments with a safety net that kicks in only when it's needed.